This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In response to attacks on one of Saudi Arabia's largest oil fields and the world's biggest crude oil stabilization facility, U.S. President Donald Trump said American forces are locked and loaded. Yemen's Houthi rebels did take responsibility for the attacks, but they are often backed by Iran, which the Trump administration places the blame. AP's Ben Thomas explains.
The U.S. government is releasing satellite imagery showing what officials say are at least 19 points of impact from the drone strikes at two Saudi energy facilities. Senior U.S. officials, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, say the images are consistent with attack coming from the direction of Iran rather than Yemen. The officials say additional devices, which apparently didn't reach their targets, have been recovered and are being analyzed by Saudi and American intelligence agencies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The International Committee of the Red Cross will be able to resume humanitarian work in Afghanistan after the Afghan Taliban walked back a ban it imposed on the ICRC and the World Health Organization. In doing so, it restored its guarantee for the security of ICRC staff. The Taliban imposed the ban in April, alleging the two organizations were conducting suspicious activities connected with their vaccination campaigns. The September 15th statement did not mention the WHO. Forecasters say the east coast of Florida will likely escape damage as Tropical Storm Humberto is expected to remain well offshore through Wednesday. Earlier forecasters had said that it was already moving away from the Bahamas, which is still reeling from Hurricane Dorian. Humberto's presence forced officials to suspend aid efforts and close the airport Saturday in the Bahamas as it grapples to recover from the devastation caused by Dorian. This is VOA News. More violence in Hong Kong Sunday as protests